kept under control. Rincewind had wondered how it had all started. He'd imagined a sort of explosion in reverse, with interstellar gases roaring together to form Great Atuin, or at least a roll of thunder, or something. Instead, there was a faint musical twang, and where the Discworld hadn't been, there the Discworld was, as if it had been hiding somewhere the whole time. He also realised that the feeling of falling he had so recently learned to live with was one he was probably going to die with too. As the world appeared beneath him, it brought this eon's special offer, gravity, available in a choice of strengths from your nearest massive planetary body. He said, as so often happens on these occasions, "Ah!" The creator, still sitting serenely in midair, appeared beside him as he plummeted. "Nice clouds, don't you think? Done a good job on the clouds," he said. "Ah!" Rincewind repeated. "Something the matter?" "Ah!" "That's humans for you," said the creator. "Always rushing off somewhere." He leaned closer. "It's not up to me, of course, but I've often wondered what it is that goes through your heads." "It's gonna be my feet in a minute," screamed Rincewind. Eric, falling alongside him, tugged at his ankle. "That's not the way to talk to the creator of the universe," he shouted. "Just tell him to do something. Make the ground soft or something." "Oh, I don't know if I could do that," said the creator. "It's causality regulations. I'd have the inspector down on me like a ton of weight," he added. "I could probably knock you up a really spongy bog, or quicksand's very popular at the moment. I could do you a complete quicksand with marsh and swamp en suite, no problem," said Rincewind. "You're going to have to speak up a bit, I'm sorry. Wait a moment." There was another harmonious twanging noise. When Rincewind opened his eyes, he was standing on a beach. So was Eric. The creator floated nearby. There was no rushing wind. He hadn't got so much as a bruise. "I just wedged a thingy in the velocities and positions," said the creator, noticing his expression. "Now, what was it you were saying?" "I rather wanted to stop plunging to my death," said Rincewind. "Oh, good. Well, glad that's sorted out then." The creator looked around distractedly. "You haven't seen my book around, have you? I thought I had it in my hand when I started," he sighed. "Lose me own head next. I'd done a whole world once and completely left out the Fingals, not one of the buggers. Couldn't get them at a time, told myself I could nip back when they was in stock. Completely forgot. Imagine that. No one spotted it, of course, because obviously they just evolved there, and they didn't know there ought to be Fingals, but it was definitely causing them deep, you know, psychological problems. Deep down inside, they could tell there was something missing, sort of thing." The creator pulled himself together. "Anyway, I can't hang about all day," he said. "Like I said, I've got a lot of jobs on."
"Lots," said Eric. "I thought there was only one."
"Oh, no, there's masses of them," said the creator, beginning to fade away. "That's quantum mechanics for you, see. You don't do it once and have done. No, they keep on branching off. Multiple choice, they call it. It's like painting something very big that you have to keep on painting, sort of thing. It's all very well saying you just have to change one little detail, but which one? That's the real bugger. Well, nice to have met you. If you need any extra work, you know, an extra moon or something."
"Hey!"
The creator reappeared, his eyebrows raised in polite surprise.
"What happens now?" said Rincewind.
"Now? Well, I imagine there'll be some gods along soon. They don't wait long to move in, you know. Like flies round a, They tend to be a bit high-spirited to start with, but they soon settle down. I suppose they take care of all the people, etc." The creator leaned forward. "I've never been any good at doing people. Never seem to get the arms and legs right." He vanished. They waited.
"I think he's really gone this time," said Eric after a while. "What a nice man."
"You certainly understand a lot more about why the world is like it is after talking to him," said Rincewind.
"What are quantum mechanics?"
"I don't know. People who repair quantums, I suppose." Rincewind looked at the egg and cress sandwich still in his hand. There was still no mayonnaise in it, and the bread was soggy. But it would be thousands of years before there was another one. There had to be the dawn of agriculture, the domestication of animals, the evolution of the bread knife from its primitive flint ancestry, the development of dairy technology, and, if there was any desire to make a proper job of it, the cultivation of olive trees, pepper plants, salt pans, vinegar fermentation processes, and the techniques of elementary food chemistry, before the world would see another one like it. It was unique, a little white